I'm going to guess she had not had prior colorectal screening.
Correct. That's correct.
And she's kind of sort of in the medical field.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And did she mention any second thoughts or guilt or feeling that she wished she had been screened? Or do you think that was in her mind?
I don't think so. And part of the reason is...
I mean, she came in fairly promptly for her symptoms. It wasn't like she got passed around hemorrhoids and
exactly
all this.
Exactly right.
And she had a bad tumor.
Right. So I think part of the issue is that people still have a sense that if they're healthy and live a healthy lifestyle, their risk is exceedingly low of any sort of tumor. So, for instance, this woman is an active runner. She runs during her normal life before cancer, she would run 3 to 5 miles 4 or 5 times a week. She was very slender. She had a very healthy diet. Her cholesterol was perfect. She was a non-smoker, etc. So I think people just say, I'm living a healthy lifestyle. I'm watching what I eat. I'm getting exercise. And so my risk of anything, any sort of tumor, is exceedingly low.
Now, was this palpable?
Yes, it was.
So had she had recent gynecologic or rectal exams?
She had not. I can't speak to the gynecologic exam.
So theoretically, this could have been picked up on a regular rectal exam.
I think it may have been correct. I could certainly palpate the tumor.
You could feel it. Of course, it had gotten pretty big by that point.
Yeah.
So what were the options that you discussed with her?